This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So to recap last episode, it was episode 1. A raven named Thatso delivered some bad news that the bed and breakfast y'all work at, bottoms up, is in dire straits financially. You tried to have a team meeting, but were interrupted by the arrival of a runaway princess bride, Chalice Glass, who explained that she left her pervy brother, Prince Milknip, at the altar. It wasn't before long that 3 guards, Jonathan, Taylor, and Thomas, showed up and demanded that the princess either return to Castle Kostopolis or renounce her claim to the throne. She chose the latter, but when they demanded that she also return her mother's tiara, y'all killed 2 of them and sent 1 of them packing. Afterwards, The now destitute princess Chalice has agreed to work at Bottoms Up in exchange for room and board. Is that about sum it up?
No, that's a paragraph with an intro, conclusion, and 3 sentences in between.
Where'd you go to school?
America.
Quiet on set. Sound is Peter.
And we're rolling dice.
Maybe D20s, maybe in the future we'll all say dice.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe, sure, but maybe. Not today.
When you need a break from this crazy world to see your friends and fill a cup, find Sebastian, Chalice, Chip, and Beef at the Noble Bottoms Up. As step by step our growing pains are improving home and away, we're feeling absolutely fabulous on another happy day. We're in different worlds with different strokes, but the good times will not end. So cheers to all our family and our friends.
Starring Aaron Keith as Chalice Glass, Elizabeth Andrews as Beef, Waleed Mansour as Chip Ahoy, Ben Briggs as Sebastian Von Hugh Grant, and Sean Coyle as everything else. Sitcom D&D is filmed in front of a fake studio audience.
Since we last left you, some stuff has happened. You guys started to celebrate your victory over Jonathan, Taylor, and Thomas. And since you're at a tavern, what better way than by drinking? A lot. You guys really got after it. In your defense, adrenaline was running pretty high. You hadn't gotten into a scuffle and won in a long time. And you added a new friend and coworker, and she's the former princess. There was a lot to celebrate. So because of that, the first thing I'm going to have you all do is roll to see how blacked out you were the night before.
Oh, I hope.
So we're gonna roll percentage.
That ain't good.
Okay, well, Chip, we'll start with you.
Your boy rolled a 13.
13%.
Yeah.
So that actually is good.
Oh, thank God.
Because we're seeing the percentage of how blacked out you were.
Oh.
So at 13%, you remember mostly everything from the night before, but you have the feeling that you were talking maybe way too much and maybe people took what you said the wrong way. That's kind of your vibe, but you remember mostly everything.
All of that is my vibe normally, so that perfectly checks out. That absolutely
checks out.
Just to
give everyone an insight into Waleed, I've seen Waleed do like 4 or 5 shots and then his personality changed not at all. He was still lovely. He remembered everything. He was in total control. I would have trusted him with my life.
Holy fucking shit.
Yeah, I was really disappointed. I was like, he's going to have a lampshade on his head. And he was like, it's really good to be with my friends and I feel really in control.
That's true, but I also had a lampshade.
Yeah, so it's sort of a big
bet. You did just roll an 83.
You were 83% blacked out.
This makes sense.
That means you were,
that checks out
according to the little chart I put together, Beef was fully blacked out.
Yeah.
You remember basically nothing. You woke up this morning and you didn't know what planet you were on.
That's, I usually wake up not knowing where I am.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Who's next?
I was there with Beef. I rolled an 88.
Oh, boy. Oh. Yes, you don't remember a thing. You guys remember, you know, you started drinking, and pretty much right after that, it is just, I mean, what blacking out is. It is black, darkness, no memory until the moment you're waking up again, almost like time travel.
All right.
Yeah, can we say I went to the emergency room?
Yeah. <or. laughs> You did it, but you woke up back at Bottoms Up. Let's see.
Just with like a hospital bracelet on.
And a tiger in the bathroom. Chalice, what about you?
I rolled an 83.
Oh no. My God, you remember nothing. You remember nothing from the night before.
Okay.
How did we do this?
So what it sounds like is that Chip, being a half orc, pretty big guy, can really put it away. Mm. You know?
I'm taller than him. Whatever.
Yeah, but you have lady meat. So,
yeah, you got so much lady meat. It's crazy the amount of lady meat.
Ooh. Hey, dude, check out the lady meat on that girl. Ooh,
she's got a lot of lady meat.
Holy shit, that lady meat.
That lady meat's dragging behind her.
This conversation is making me feel shy. I don't
know. Elizabeth and I will.
This is the exact conversation we had last night when we were blackout. Or when you guys were blackout.
Yeah, Chip is able to just put them away. You know, he's got like he's already got a beer belly going, and it is good at its job, which is processing alcohol. Beef, I mean, you being about a quarter of the size, you not only kept up with Chip, but you saw it as a challenge to drink more than Chip, and you did. You drank Chip under the table, except for you ended up under the table unconscious and blacked out.
Sounds great.
Now, Sebastian, same thing. You don't usually drink very often, you know? No. Especially since JR left or disappeared. You typically don't, and that's kind of a thing that you feel like makes you better running the business, but it was a big day for you guys, and you barely got out with your lives. So once you start drinking, oh boy, you really take it up a notch. You know, once you start, that seal is broken. You just ride that wave, and you rode it right into a blackout.
Yeah.
Chalice, for you, you've drank a lot socially as the princess, but you drank highly refined spirits at the castle.
And what do we have?
brown liquid. Wait,
we don't have that.
You have not that. Mm. And so it just hit you different. You know, it's just like if your body isn't used to drinking moonshine, there's a good chance that that first time you really go after moonshine is going to be a night you don't remember. And you don't remember last night. But we're going to fast forward in time a little bit. Okay. We all know you guys woke up feeling like shit, okay? But now we are midday. The Bottoms Up is in full swing, okay? You've got about half the tables. People are eating and drinking at them. It's about half full right now. And we're going to start with...
I bet you Sebastian would call this place half empty. Guaranteed.
Oh, guaranteed. For sure. Yeah.
Not good enough.
We're going to start with... it really is Chalice's first day on the job. And you are shadowing Chip as he goes and serves tables as like the bartender waiter type job. So Chalice, you are shadowing Chip on the job, and you guys approach your first table. It's a family of four, mother, father, a daughter and a son, and they're humans, and they look, you know, about middle class. And we're going to pick up there.
Hey, Chip.
Yeah, what's going on?
Sorry, could I throw up in your pocket just one more time before we do this?
Okay, it's getting full. I'll say it's getting full in there, but so if there's any spillage, you're the one that's going to have to clean it
all
up.
Well,
okay?
I appreciate you leaving me with my dignity. I just... don't know where else to throw up.
Nope, not that one. That one, Beef has already kind of taken that one. So
That's really the sweet of you to let us all vomit in your pockets all day. I feel sort of like a fool, feel a little bit embarrassed.
These are Seb's pants, so I really don't care all that much. It's fine.
Hey, has anyone seen my cargo pants? I really can't find my cargo pants. Whatever. I'm just going to look in the back. I'm just going to look in the back.
Okay. Do you want to follow my lead for this table?
Yeah, that's an excellent idea. I'll see what you're doing, mm-hmm. and I can correct you on any mistakes that you make, which I assume you will make none. All right, so excellent. Let's go ahead.
Hello, poor family.
Oh, not great.
What
Hello?
Did you call us?
Oh, look at how poor you look. This is very, very
sweet. He said that we look poor, Daddy.
I'm sure that this woman didn't mean that. I'm sorry, what were you saying, ma'am?
I was saying that you look terrible because it's not your fault. It's just that you don't make enough money. But what can we help you with? You want to spend some of your money here?
Oh my God, I didn't realize it. Bottoms Up is like an Ed DeBevix. It's like one of those places, they're razzing us because it's part of it. They talk crap and demean us because that's supposed to be fun. Hey, fuck yourself or whatever.
Hey, you fuck yourself.
Hey,
fuck yourself.
Oh my God.
What's wrong? What's going on? Beef's here. Beef's here. What's going on?
Beef, we won't be needing your assistance.
Okay, can we? I'm so sorry. Now I feel like I need to talk to the manager or the owner. Is the owner around?
Okay.
Chip, I messed up so fast.
Yeah, he's.
This is.
Sorry,
So weird. I think, Chip, you're actually wearing my pants. I think I had set them on my bed, and I think you took them this morning. Hi, I'm the manager. Right.
Hi. Yeah, my name is Homer, and I'm here with my family, and I don't want to do this wrong. Is this like a place where you guys are supposed to be rude to us, or is this a normal place?
Wait, that's something we could do? Yes. Yes, and fuck you.
Okay. It's a joke, guys. Okay.
Yeah, you're short. You're a little round. I don't like your hair.
Let's maybe keep it away from the kids. And just
no.
Daddy, what is he saying? Daddy.
The kids deserve it most of all.
Can we just, you know, maybe another round, maybe a half chicken for the table and a round of mead for my wife and I, and then that'll be it for now.
Do you want that chicken dead or alive?
The family, while you were doing that, just kind of slowly was like nodding and making eye contact and just started gathering their things. And they just slowly nodded until they just left.
Wait, I thought of another Raz for the children. They should be more shy because they're ugly.
Oh, you guys, I blew it. I'm just throwing my little apron down on the ground, covering my face with my hands.
You notice that another person has walked into the bar, okay? He's a tall man. He's skinny, gangly, and he's a high elf. So pointy ears. He looks like if the food critic from Ratatouille were a high elf.
Anton Ego.
And that's actually this guy's name.
Is that really?
I think it's a great fantasy name. So it's Anton Ego. He's dressed all in black with like a short black cape and then has a clipboard and has a short walking staff with what looks like a bronzed Remy the Rat head on top of it. So he just walked in, though. And Seb, you clock him as someone who might be really important.
Hey, welcome to Bottoms Up. We're a Dungleton restaurant, so we insult you.
I'm sorry, I've been in this establishment for about a minute. And so far, I've seen someone fight over a microphone, barf spill out of pockets. Do I even need to tell you that I am the health and safety inspector?
What? You weren't supposed to come to Wednesday.
You see, the Crown has deemed it necessary that I come at an unexpected hour. Now, should I just fail you right now, or would you like to try and salvage this horrific situation?
I'm going to try to salvage it because I think I can win you over, all right?
In case it wasn't made clear to you all, I am the health and safety inspector, Anton Ego.
Did you say expector?
Yeah, I heard expector. What's an expector?
Well, you can expect for you to fail.
What happened to our other guy? He was just so transparent. Yeah, where's Rudy?
He was so cool, and he was short and kind of pudgy.
I loved
and
Rudy.
So tall and
Rudy's
slinky.
On forced vacation.
Oh, forced. My God.
From what we can tell, he's loving it.
This is because of Chalice, isn't it?
Oh, how dare you accuse the crown of interfering in matters of someone who's not of the crown anymore. We wouldn't stoop to such levels.
Mm-hmm. Would you stoop?
We'd stoop. I'm tired. You have commoner's vocabulary. In common,
stop.
It must
hey.
Mean stoop. Listen.
Yeah.
I'm the health inspector, but before we get started, why don't you just start me off with your finest wine? Now, as you guys look at each other and are processing the situation, something occurs to you. Now, this is depending on how blacked out you were the night before, what you remember. Everyone was straight up blacked out and doesn't remember a thing except for Chip, who remembers mostly everything, okay? Mm-hmm. So, just for you guys, right now, what's kind of going through your head is, oh shit, the health and safety inspector is here, and you remember that there was two bodies you were supposed to dispose of last night. You knew you were going to get around to it, you're going to do it eventually, but the party kind of got out of hand, and y'all blacked out. But, Chip, you remember that you and Chalice were put in charge of disposing Jonathan's body, and you remember that you didn't really dispose of it, just at a certain point in the night, to get it out of the way, you dragged it to the cellar trap door that's behind the bar, open it up, you know, it leads down some stairs to the cellar where all your barrels of mead and your ale are and your bottles of wine, and that's where the body is.
Goddamn.
Okay.
Now, Sebastian and Beef, you guys remember that you said that you were going to take care of Taylor's body, the smaller one. Okay.
Yeah.
But you have no idea what you did with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so in this moment, that's all just jolted and hit you guys like a freight train in your minds. Those memories come rushing back, or lack of memories. And here we are now. And Anton is looking at you and going, I asked for your finest spirit.
Yes.
Yep. Hold on. We're just going to have a little quick staff meeting just about 3 feet away from you. Okay, you guys? A guy?
Yes, but make it Snoopy. Oh, Beef. I'm sorry. Oh. You speak in the low language. Make it Snappy.
We speak in the present tense.
Okay, staff meeting. So he's not worth it. I'm just like, I'm pulling Beef over. Beef, where did we put the body last? I have no recollection.
I was going to ask you.
We have to find the body and we have to animate it some way.
And like draw on it?
We can burn stuff.
Yeah, we have to move it like it's not dead. Mm-hmm. They can't find a dead body.
Listen, I don't know where the hell we smushed that body into. Last thing I remember.
Smush. That's a clue.
Smush.
Anton's that's over clue. In the corner and has his clipboard out and makes a huge check mark, looks over and goes, I can tell that there was a piss fire here not so long ago. That's going to be a check. And just so we're clear, we're on a 3-check strikes, you're out system.
Checks are bad.
Checks are bad.
Yeah.
Checks are bad.
I mean, usually a check is a good check.
I'll go get the wine. I'll go get him a glass of wine on the double, try and make him a little bit happy. Maybe get him a little bit extra.
Oh,
yeah, get him.
Guys, don't look so worried. If you do not pass the inspection, all that will happen is that your license will be revoked. You will be unable to serve patrons in the kingdom of Gastopolis. This pathetic establishment will be forfeited to the crown, and you will most likely all die alone in the street. Oh, wait.
Oh.
Maybe you should worry.
I run off and I go down.
This guy is like sexy but mean. I hate it.
Okay, I run off and I run to the cellar where I know the dead body is, also to get a glass of wine. And the first thing I want to do is I like Seb's idea. So I'm going to take the body that's down there and prop it up. Okay, prop it up and make it like its arms are crossed, like it's just hanging out in the cellar in case we go down there.
Okay, great.
Okay, I'd also like to find some sunglasses or something that could cover up its eyes.
Okay.
If
do a perception check.
Yes. 17.
Cool. So you don't see any like sunglasses.
Shocker.
But you find a bunch of more bottles, like that's what you're surrounded in. But the one you find one random glove, and you also find a hat, like a big poofy minstrel hat with a big feather in it.
Cool. I absolutely put the glove and the hat on Jonathan's body, and he's like propped up in the corner, just chilling, arms crossed. He looks so cool.
Okay.
He looks so cool.
Well, roll to see how
unbelievably
cool. He looks.
Cool. Okay. A 20. Not nap, but it's
wow. Fun. He looks cool.
He looks cool. Let's just say that. And then I'd like to go get a bottle of our strongest wine.
Okay. Cool. So do you grab the bottle and bring it back up? Okay,
yes.
Awesome.
And pour Anton a glass.
And when Wally's coming up, or Chip's coming up to give the wine, I would like to have a little flute in front of the man, and I'm trying to perform a little bit to get him in a good mood.
Okay. So why don't you roll a performance check?
Oh yeah. 18 plus 5.
Fuck yeah. So what you're playing, like a classic, like a ditty? What do you got for him?
The titty ditty.
Mm-hmm. The classic, yeah. Titty mm-hmm. ditty.
How does that go, yeah, again?
Titty, 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 titties. It's always a little different every time when I'm playing a different instrument. Flutaloo, flutaloo.
So he gets handed the glass full of that really strong wine, and this and Beef, you start playing the titty song, and he takes this. He smells the glass, inspects it, and then takes the bottle, if you allow him, and looks at it.
I do.
And is listening to the song and goes, I may have jumped to some conclusions too early about you all, and bottoms up. Let's proceed. And he's a little bit more taken with you guys, you can tell. Before it seemed like there's no way that you're ever going to pass this. Now it's like he's woken up a little bit.
I turn to Seb and I go, we're salvaging. We're salvaging.
I'm gonna kiss my fist and then point up to like God, like sort of situation.
He goes, in fact, I'm actually pretty surprised you have this spirit. If you don't mind, I'd like to start by looking at what other spirits you do have.
This yeah, right this red. Way.
Yeah, sure.
Come
yeah,
on let's over. Take it down. Let's go.
Yeah, come on down.
Yeah, let's show you how the sausage is made.
So,
I'm kidding.
Let you know that we do kind of have a guard down there. He's pretty quiet and keeps to himself. He's a bit of a mute, but just be aware of his presence. It's quite pronounced.
I haven't met him yet. I'm so excited to meet him.
Uh-huh.
What?
I mean, wait, what are you talking about? Who's down there?
Jonathan, our good friend Jonathan the Bouncer, the spirit bouncer, the spirit guard. Jonathan the spirit
guard. You're talking more clearly and more loudly, but I feel like I don't feel any.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we might need to postpone this. I'm pretty sure Chip is having some sort of stroke right now. We need to get him.
Guys,
to the.
I got it.
He starts walking down. Down the stairs, the cellar stairs.
What's going on, Chip?
What's happening? Are you all right?
Guys, I won't even, trust me, I don't even need to explain it. You'll see.
I feel like in this moment where I'll hear, maybe you should explain it. Like
I don't even need to explain it.
You
Chip,
hear
it feels
from,
like you're panicking.
You guys are all talking and he went down the stairs. So you just hear from downstairs. Oh, you hear him go, oh, excuse me, sir.
Chip.
Oh, my God.
Who's down there?
What the hell, Chip? Chip, what the hell?
Greetings.
Oh, my God. It's Jonathan the Spirit Guard. I actually think we should stuff him and keep him down there. Just a pitch.
Oh, that's where one of the bodies went.
Okay, that's good. That's one. We just have one more.
Yeah, we got.
Yeah, start searching while the guy's down there.
Oh.
Go.
Beef, let's go.
Around.
Let's go.
I don't really know this whole place, and I'm pretty sure it's time for my break.
Chalice.
What?
Chalice.
What? You're saying my name and I don't
you
know.
Haven't you have not accumulated breaks yet.
Oh, I can't
yet.
Take a 10? I need an hour for lunch.
Go find a dead guy.
What
do you think? This is a CEO company? No.
I don't know what any of that means, Beef. And Chalice starts like half-assed looking like under napkins. Like.
Chalice.
Over here.
It's so petty.
Oh, God. She's a huge yawn.
I go down to the cellar. I'd like to go down to the cellar, just make sure.
Okay, Anton's in the middle of a conversation with Jonathan. I don't presume that you would have to tell me your favorite. If that's something that you'd like to keep to yourself, I completely understand. I wouldn't reveal to you what my favorite is, but maybe it is revealing that I've grabbed the Chardot.
He might be being quiet because he actually has been sober for 3.5 years now.
Oh. Wow. Yes. I did.
He had a bit of an accident where he took the life of a child unintentionally while he was
good God.
Under one of his. Yes. So he doesn't like to talk about it. And that's also when he committed to his muteism.
Why don't you roll deception?
Shit, I shouldn't have committed to it. Should have just let him go. Let him be.
It would have been fine.
He was in the middle of a conversation alluding that there has been back and forth up till this point.
I think there's
a 15.
A 15? Okay.
A 15.
He nods and he goes, I understand. I understand. Now, if you don't mind, Chip, you said your name was Chip, right?
Yes. Chip Ahoy. Oh.
Okay. I'm going to take this bottle and experiment with it as well. And then
he
heads up the stairs, and then I'm going to roll for the integrity of the stairs. And bottoms up.
Uh-oh. Okay.
His foot goes through one of the stairs.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
He goes, good heavens! What the... Oh, my God! What is... my foot is through the stair!
Oh, let me help you up. I lift his foot. I help him
up. Okay, and then he shakes you off. Don't bother! And he makes eye contact with you, but does another big check mark. Two check marks, which are like strikes. Two strikes of three. Three strikes and you're out!
Play ball.
Okay, well, luckily we'll be stopping it too, so that's kind of nice, right?
You better hope. And he moves back up the stairs to the main floor. What are you guys doing up here?
That's a great question.
Searching furiously.
Why don't you guys all roll perception?
Seven with everything all together.
Ooh. Okay.
21.
Oh, were there no bodies under the napkins?
Okay.
Okay, 7 and 21.
16.
Okay, cool. So, Chalice, you're kind of only half looking anyways and really wanting to take your break. So you don't really see much of any clues. Beef, you're looking over... in the corner by your stuff, because you were also checking on your loot, but it doesn't seem to be that damaged from the drink that Chalice threw. But while you're looking over there, you see some dried blood. Mm-hmm. And the dried blood is kind of creating a trail. And it's the trail kind of goes out of your eyesight, so you can choose to follow it or not.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I think I found something.
Chalice is leaning against the bar, standing up, but totally asleep. And just drooling on the bar.
And Sebastian is just like, maybe if we check our pockets, there'll be like some sort of puzzle or clue or glyph that will kind of show us the way. Anybody have any glyphs?
No. Could you not hear me? Or I think I found something.
Sebastian, also, while you're looking through your pockets, since you rolled a 21 in perception, right. You've kind of taken in the scene, and you've noticed that, like, now there's still multiple tables that still have people at them. One of them, there's two people who kind of, like, are in, like, cloaks who look pretty shady to you. One is just someone who's like passed out from drinking at the table. And then another one is a couple of kids and you don't know where like their parents are, but they're like playing a little game at one of the tables. And then you also notice the trail of blood that Beef noticed.
And wait, there's a trail.
Yeah. And so it looks like maybe someone was dragged, but now you guys are noticing, well, follow the trail if you want.
Yeah, yeah, let's follow the trail.
Yeah.
Cool. So when you follow that trail of blood, you notice that people were, it looks like you guys dragged people, the bodies around a good amount the night before. Okay. So you notice that the trail leads to Beef's stage.
Oh boy.
Do you want to maybe do another perception check on the stage?
Cool. I got a 22.
Fuck, I got a 3.
Okay. So Beef, you're just looking at, you just kind of get lost in the beauty of your instruments.
I forgot that I drenched Beef's lute. I hated that sentence. That was disgusting. I hated all those words.
I'm sorry. What did you just do?
Disgusting.
Come on over here and drench Beef's lute one more time.
Oh my God.
Oh, man.
That's going to get you some booze from the audience.
Good. Let them boo.
So, okay, Seb, Mr. Sebastian Hugrant, when you look at this stage and all the instruments, you go into Aragorn when he is doing his ranger thing, looking at where like two small hobbits lay here. You know, and
a scuffle broke out.
Yeah, that's what you go into. But it's you putting together with certainty that you guys weakened at Bernie's one of the bodies and made it play instruments. So you can definitely piece together, oh, we must have had one of the bodies like take an instrument in its hand and fake play and sing while we were super fucked up partying, and then drag it elsewhere. So I assume you continue to follow the trail.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we say at some point Beef dragged the trail to just write the words beef and blood on the on the ground?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty fun.
Okay. So now,
also, I'd like to know what Seb in that moment when he finds that out, he kicks something and breaks his foot. That's what I want to know.
It says beef. I'm going to kick a bucket.
It breaks your foot. We don't need to roll for it. It breaks your foot.
Shush.
Which wakes Chalice up for sure.
Are you kidding me? I'm on my break.
Just stack a couple of napkins on top of each other. It'd be a pillow.
No, I'm fucking awake now. Beef. Yelling.
Are you mad at me?
No, I just wish I had
fucking foot. Who cares if you guys are mad? We gotta find this thing. Let's go.
Let's follow the blood.
Yeah, let's go ahead and follow.
Whatever, you guys. I'm pretty sure my dream is about to be a sex dream, but whatever. Happy to be really looking weird.
Who was
for
in
a
your
dead
dream?
Body.
Who was in your dream?
No one, none of you. And Charles gets a little red in the face.
You see that the trail of dried blood is clearly from the bodies that were being dragged around bottoms up. Lead to like where the tables are. And as you're kind of following that trail, you see that they get to the tables and it gets kind of confusing from there. Just then, Anton comes up the stairs with Chip and he's on his second glass of wine now. Okay, time to keep this thing rolling.
Oh, are you sure you don't want to step back outside? Are you sure you don't want to just go check out the back, see if anything's fishy back there? It might be fishy
there's
back there.
There's fish back there.
We got fish.
There's fish back there.
We have... So
what makes
fish.
You think I want to see fish? I'm here not to have a good time, but for my job. Do you understand?
I mean, a man like you, tall, sexy, gorgeous, must like eating fish, right? Look at the skin. Your skin is beautiful, supple, tight. Fish.
Okay.
You like fish, don't you?
I like this one. He's had a couple of glasses of wine, and he's like... I get you. I get your thing, and I like it.
If you like beef, Beef does this thing where... I'm about to lie, Beef, okay? Beef does this thing where Beef writes a song about you. You can just tell Beef a little bit about you, and Beef can write a whole song that rhymes. Rhymes, right? Beef, it will rhyme?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I was really enjoying your song and musings earlier. He takes a seat on a stool and goes, while I finish this second glass, I guess it couldn't hurt for some music to accompany it. But then it's back to the inspection.
Absolutely. So I'm going to just need a couple of things about you before I start the song. Are you married?
No, I was married, but... Yes. They left. They left me.
Both of them?
Yes. I was married thrice and left thrice.
Wow. A handsome young man such as yourself?
I'm 688.
Oh, God. And what? Not a day over. You look like not a day over an age that you like to hear me say. 50. Is that good for you?
Oh, I do. I am enjoying this one. And then he pats you on the head. Now, more music while I enjoy this beautiful spirit.
All right. Here we go. And it has to rhyme.
He looks behind him like, are you talking to me? He like looks around. I mean, I feel like that improves it.
Okay.
And then, okay, one, so while Beef two. Is like getting into it, what are y'all doing?
I'm like looking at them like, did you find the body? But I'm not saying it. I'm mouthing. Right. Did you find the body?
And I'm going, You're like, is that uh-huh?
That's hard. That is hard. You cannot mouth read Yes or no? Yes or no?
Da-da!
Chalice is throwing up into his pocket.
Whose pocket?
Well, technically, Chip is the one wearing it.
Okay.
Seb's pants.
One, two, three, four, five, and here's your song that rhymes. It's about how you are alone, no one to bone, all alone. A is for how f***ing lonely you are. L is for... lady, get over here. You want a bone? I'm alone. This is the Alone Bone Song. The Alone Bone Song.
Okay, why don't you roll? Why don't you roll for your performance?
Yeah, you better watch. I was about to go somewhere else. Oh, no.
I want to hear where
you It's a one up. Plus five, so that's six.
Did you naturally roll a one?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. So you, that's a natural... fail. It's a botch. So why don't you roll those percentage die to see how bad of a failure this is?
Okay.
Because something bad's going to happen because of how bad this is.
Oh, no. This happens all the time. 10%.
It's okay. It's a 10% failure. So not the worst. As you're playing and you're singing the Alone Bone Song, at first,
he's pretty good.
He's really into it. It's very moving. But it's too moving.
Oh, it's making him sad.
Yeah. And it's making him angry. His emotions don't work through his body in the right way. He doesn't process
like a man.
Like a man. He's a man.
He's a man.
And so he's just getting angry all of a sudden. He gets so angry that he bites the wine glass that he's drinking out of and just starts chewing the glass.
Oh my God. Somebody get this guy some ratatouille.
Somebody get this guy some ratatouille.
Somebody gets this guy some ratatouille stat. Make a flashback to his childhood. Good Lord.
Yeah, it's the exact... So in his head, what's actually happening is you sent him a flashback and you realize that all of his marriages were when he was a child.
Fuck.
It's the exact Anton Ego flashback, but instead it's him getting left.
But sad instead of happy.
It's sad. And it's him getting left by all his spouses as a child. Cool.
Oh,
let's check
boy.
Back
Are
in.
You doing okay? Are you okay, Anton?
He just shakes his head no. Let's check back in with you guys.
Where is the body?
You guys, I think I made, I don't know if you guys are going to believe this, but I think I made the situation worse.
Beef, you look so casual though. You sort of just look like a dad watching a Little League game right now. Your hands are on your hips, sort of like, it is what it is. This sort of feels like high stakes, Beef.
It is what it is. And you took the words right out of my mouth.
Do you guys continue looking for the other body?
Yeah, I'm like following the trail, but it's like in circles because we must have. Yeah. Like I'm going like full Aragon and I'm like So, all right, someone ballroom danced with the like with the body.
That is
Wait,
correct.
I remember that being a, like pretty romantic.
It was. I do remember there was far too much kissing.
Okay, with the dead body.
Okay, so.
And by the spectators.
I think I could maybe help. So I used to play hide and seek with all of my butlers. And it was really crazy because it was 6,000 people. 6,000 butlers.
So that's the cap? So that's the cap.
6,000 butlers in-house. We would outsource whatever else we needed.
Mm. Outsource butlers.
But those were the ones that like lived with us. So I'd play hide and seek with them. And so I found all these little things and like tricks into finding.
What?
So if you just let me lead the way. I think I'll
what
be
the
able
f- are you saying?
Beef, what are you saying?
I'm speaking over you. I can't hear you while I'm talking.
Okay, well, Beef, if we... Beef, if
should
we,
I stop
yeah,
talking?
See, this is, I thought that...
Another song, little round man. Another song. And I want this one to be even
beef,
sadder.
Sing a happy? Beef. Oh, no.
Absolutely.
Do it. Do it.
Okay, and then Chalice, you are now kind of... Roll perception again. You've taken... the reins on this,
mm-hmm.
this investigation.
Okay, 14.
Okay, you can tell that the body never left the area where the tables are.
I can tell that the body hasn't left.
What are you saying?
Beef, go away.
Okay.
Beef.
Beef, seriously.
Yeah?
I just wanted
Beef,
to make-
seriously.
Beef, you have to go sing a song.
Oh!
He's watching you, and that means he's watching us whisper.
Oh, okay. I'm going to step out.
Okay.
He's just staring awesome. At you guys. He hasn't said a word, but blood is dripping out of his mouth from where he was chewing glass, and he looks unhinged.
Okay.
Here I come, sir!
Okay. You're a foot away from him when you say it like that.
On my way!
Okay, so it's somewhere here because I could tell from this and the way that this went here, and everyone knows what I'm talking about because this is visual. So this went here, and then this went over here, and then mm-hmm. it's clear by this that
uh-huh.
led to here.
Yeah.
Okay? And then that's a who, and this is the when.
Uh-huh.
This is the where.
When.
Why?
Okay.
Which is always sometimes a vowel.
It's... Occasionally.
Which is interesting because Seb, come here.
Okay. Oh, yeah. What?
Huh?
Huh?
No, I'm saying like.
I'm sorry. Are you saying that we should check our pockets
no,
for clues?
I feel like you and I don't have a natural chemistry.
I accidentally, when Seb says that, I do check my pockets. When Seb says that, I check my pockets and my hands are covered in vomit.
Oh. Cheesy. Seb, this is what I mean. I feel like we're not in danger of falling in love with each other. Because look,
of course
you made Chip check his pockets. Okay? I'm saying like, and I rest my case. The body is somewhere in this area with the tables.
I'll be there real quick on my way.
Oh, I get it. The body's in this room.
Okay, now we're back. Saying. Okay.
I will say you guys have all the information necessary to know where the body is now.
Can I do a perception check
yeah.
to see if I just see where it is?
So,
or could you run us through the clues?
Okay.
Is it in the ceiling?
So the biggest clues after following the blood trails around, you have deduced that the body has never left. Its final resting place is where the tables are right now.
Oh, okay. Is he propped up as a patron?
Why don't you roll perception?
I just rolled natural 20.
Okay.
Ooh, that's gotta
be
it.
Cloaked, hooded figures.
So, if you recall, there was some people at some tables. There was the two cloaked figures. You can tell from perceiving, they're moving. They're real. There was two kids, but then there was one person who was passed out at a table. You can now see a little bit of blood trickling from their pant leg. You forgot that you dressed up the body in different clothes, and that passed out body is Taylor. At that table. Just sitting there in the open is a dead body and has been all day.
Okay, so.
Sebastian, you can tell, you're only a few feet away, that is the dead body.
Yeah, can we say that, like, I was like triggered by the smell of like Chip bringing his hand out, and the smell of the vomit made me like go and have this vision of this like browned out in and out moment from like the night before. I'm like, it's the man. It's the man. Right after we ballroom danced and we made his shoes out of Kleenex boxes, we sat him at the table. And Beef, you tried to make him laugh. You played the
French
horn. Can't
talk right now. I'm serenading.
Don't worry. I'm just getting through something. Beef was trying to make him laugh, and we were laughing because Beef was so fucked up and kept on eating goldfish. Just kept on mm-hmm. eating goldfish, and this guy wasn't laughing.
Okay.
But he was dead.
He was dead. Because we
this
killed
man
him.
Is dead.
Beef, what are you doing right now? How's your song going?
You'll never be good enough for anyone. Love isn't you. You'll die alone. Alone in bone. Bone alone. Looks like we just kind of went into another song.
I shouldn't
here.
Have made Beef rhyme. I feel like I'm holding
yeah,
him
really
back.
Yeah, really sick with the bone and alone thing. The bone and alone is pretty prominent in these songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anton is like, you're just going to keep rhyming bone and alone. This is over. I'm done. Okay. He smashes what's left of his glass on the ground and he goes, broken glass.
Right, hey, bro.
That's dangerous. What?
No, you did that.
Well, you did that.
I pull out a piece of paper and I put a check on it.
What? Give
yeah,
me that.
Don't like that, dude.
He tries to, he just.
Oh, sir.
This is so. The one that matters. It's got the seal on it. He actually yeah. he stands up and he goes, I just need to sit down. I need to sit down.
You just stood up.
This guy looks like he's on my level. Maybe I'll have a drink with him.
No.
No.
I'll tell you why. I'm about to go on a date with him, and you wouldn't ruin a for a date, would you? Stupid.
Yeah, she doesn't
he
date
would.
Much.
She would because he can't get anyone to fall in love with him.
Oh.
Okay, you know what? He breaks another bottle on the floor. That should... If someone doesn't clean this up right away, then that's going to get a check mark.
Chip,
I just check. I do another check. I say, sir, you break one more thing, you're getting kicked out of here. Okay? These are expensive things that you're breaking.
Yeah, you're getting...
You get one more check, and you're out.
Three
you're
checks.
Get kicked out with these, and I'm showing them my fist.
Yeah.
And I also show my fist.
And I shake my tushy.
And I hold my chest because I'm feeling self-conscious about my C-cups.
Well, there's one thing you forgot to mention. And you thought I wouldn't notice. Your massive rat problem.
Hey. His name's Beef. Okay?
Yeah,
that's just
Hey,
Beef.
That's our friend Beef.
Yeah.
He slams the walking cane that he was holding on the ground that had like the head of Remy the rat on it, and it begins mm-hmm. to glow. And all of a sudden, you hear like a rumble. You know, the floor kind of like starts to rumble, and an enormous horde of rats comes exploding into Bottoms Up.
What do we do to this guy?
You got on the wrong side of the prince. And every action, there is a reaction. I am the reaction. You thought that the kingdom would allow you to keep open this establishment after Chalice just decided to leave the throne? No. You will pay the ultimate price.
What's that?
Anton?
I'm just going to say it. I miss our old guy, Rudy.
Mm-hmm. I think Rudy's dead. Honestly, after this, I'm certain Rudy is dead.
No, he's on forced vacation. Everyone loves Rudy.
Yeah, we do too.
He's on a cruise with his wife. He's loving it from what we can tell.
How many freaking rats are around here?
Think of like, yeah, there's hundreds.
Almost 1,000.
I don't want to kill this guy. I feel like if we kill this guy, we're just going to get more of this on our hands. How could we Pied Piper the rats out of here?
Interesting.
I got it.
Yes.
The titty diddy.
Pied Piper. Yes. Do it.
Every rat
Pied Piper
loves
the rats
a
out
titty
of town.
Diddy.
Wait, I have an idea.
Yeah.
Let's all look at all of the rats. Does any of them stand out? Does one look like it's the leader? Because I could befriend that one and convince it to leave, and the other ones would go with it.
Wait a second.
I looked. Is Anton wearing a hat? I check under. If he is, I check under his hat.
He was not wearing a hat.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well,
he Anton makes a final check mark on his clipboard and goes, "You have failed. Your license will be revoked."
I do a check too. I do a check. I do it hard.
Your it's checks. A hard check. Quit checking things. They're meaningless.
You failed,
dude. You're out, man.
I don't know. It looks like he's got three checks. You're Boom. Out.
A swarm of rats has exploded into Bottoms Up and are crawling and scratching every which way. And he's marked his final check mark saying you didn't pass and is about to exit the bar in victory.
Fuck.
He goes, good luck with the rat problem.
I don't know, guys. I don't know. I think okay. this is it. We're done. We're doomed.
We gotta kill him.
Let's talk to him first. Let's talk to him first. I'm down to kill him, and I'm down for murder. I'm always in the mood. But let's freaking talk to this guy. See what he wants.
Maybe this is all my fault. Guys, I just, before we figure it out, this is all my fault. I did a terrible first day.
Yeah.
I'm making a terrible first impression. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm the reason for our problems, and I'll probably be the reason for a lot of our problems going forward, considering what I did was a pretty big deal. And I'm really sorry, but I do think it's good that that guy ate glass, so he's probably not going to have a great life from this moment forward, but I'm still sorry.
Chalice, I think you maybe take the charge and try and fix this thing for us.
Oh, but I feel like it's time for my break.
Chalice?
This has to be time for my break at this point. Are you serious?
I'm just going to reach by my back, and I'm going to pull out a spear, and it's like one of those kind of like the old lightsabers that like are inside of it. Oh. And I just like fling it out, and I'm like, I'm done talking. All right. You guys can try, but I'm killing.
Anton sees that Seb has released the spear, hears it as he's walking out the door, and goes, oh, you motherfuckers want to fight, do you?
Why did you say fight?
I don't know. I'm hungover.
Sitcom D&D is brought to you by Babbel. All right, you guys want to hear a secret? Here is one of my new favorite sounds. That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, they're accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Where I live, there's a lot of people that speak a lot of different languages, and Babbel has been an incredible tool to help me brush up on some of those languages. Whether it's ordering food, asking for directions, or just saying hi, how you doing to a neighbor, Babbel has been very helpful. And lucky for you, here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, at babbel.com/sitcom. That's right, get up to 60% off at babbel.com/sitcom, spelled BABBEL.com/sitcom. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's auraframes.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
So he slams down his walking cane and the bronze cast Remy head glows bright blue again and he yells, attack. Now,
like us? Oh boy. Oh boy.
Now the swarm is attacking you guys and it's their turn. Okay, so this swarm of rats comes through bustling. People that were at the table, at the tables there, the two hooded people like jump out of the way, like, what the fuck? The kids are screaming like they've never screamed before. The rats are knocking chairs over and they get to Seb and they swarm up you and start trying to bite you. They rolled a 14. That hits. Ooh, that's going to be 6 points of damage. So these things just start biting into you and like nipping your ear. You know, they're not taking huge chunks out of you, but there's so many that it's doing a good amount of damage.
Gross.
And then Beef, you're up. You're the next to react.
I should do something.
What kind of spells does Beefy Boy have?
Vicious Mockery. You unleash a string of insults laced with subtle enchantments at a creature you can see within range. If the target can hear you, though it need not understand you, it must succeed on a wisdom saving throw.
Mm-hmm.
Or take 1d4 psychic damage and have disadvantage on the next attack roll it makes before the end of the next turn.
So who better to try that than you, Beef, who've already gotten to the core of this person's pain. So he rolled an 8, so he fails. Nice. So what do you say to him?
I say the one thing that will absolutely destroy this motherfucker.
Which is?
Which is. You, sir, are a fucking toad.
All of a sudden it zooms in on his eyeball and you do another Ratatouille flashback.
Oh no.
He was playing pretend with his friends growing up and jumping around like a little frog. And they're like, it's the toad. And he's like, you guys want to play frogs with me? I'm like, you're the toad. And they all jump on his back. He's like, get up. I'm like, toad, toad, toad. And then we come back to present day and he takes 5 psychic damage because of that. Chalice, you are up.
I'm going to send a firebolt.
Oh!
To the staff.
Oh, his little stick. We got to break the stick. Yeah, break his little stick.
And that's going to be my target. So not even him, just the staff. His like little cane thing.
Okay.
A flammable object hit by the spell ignites if it isn't being worn or carried. Shit. He's carrying it. I didn't see the carried part.
You can just hit him.
Yeah,
you can just hit him.
So I'll just aim for him. 17.
That hits. Okay, what do you say when you shoot a fireball at him?
Achoo! I sneeze right when I threw.
That's fun. That's fun.
That's sort of like the one little thing. When she throws a firebolt, she just is like,
oops.
She's allergic to it.
Achoo! That's how her sneeze is sound. Ready? You can add that. Sean, I'm going to give you some options.
Here we go.
All right?
Yeah. Ooh, that one's good.
What? Honk! Achoo, choo, 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 lady meat. Honk! Yip, 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 yip.
Wow!
Firebolt sneeze.
Yeah. Just and Aaron, why don't you stay around afterwards? We'll record like 15 minutes more of that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Sebastian, you are up next.
Cool. Can I do an animal handling check to see if I spin around really quickly, if I can fling all of the rats off of me?
Sure. I'll Sweet. Also let you do
yeah,
an action.
Nobody's helping
too.
You.
19.
Cool. So you spin around and rats are trying to hang on with their teeth, but their back legs are like hanging off as you spin faster and faster. And then eventually one by one, they like lose their teeth grip. And fly off.
Their tooth grips.
Their tooth grips.
All right. And then as my action, I'm going to cast create bonfire on, or no, I'm going to use poison spray on the grouping of the flown off rats.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
13 to hit.
That hits.
Boom. Gassed him.
How much damage does that do?
Oh, I didn't even, I was just really happy. I think that's the first poison spray.
That's gone correctly,
actually,
right?
Yeah, that's actually worked for people.
Fuck yeah.
Ooh, 10 damage to those fuckers.
Roast them.
Chip, you're up.
I know what we're having for dinner tonight.
Rats, baby.
Rats.
Except here's the thing. I want these rats on my side. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go up to Mr. Anton Ego and I'm going to try and rip that cane away from his ass.
Oh, shit.
Smart.
Quite muscularly, I do roll a 23.
Oh,
holy
shit.
Holy shit. His muscles.
All right, he's going to contest it.
Okay, go ahead. Please try.
Well, let's see here.
No.
He's a little skinny dude.
He's a little skinny dude.
Yeah, he rolled like pretty high. Years old. You guys are both grabbing onto it, straining.
Whatever.
And
yeah, whatever.
It's fucking ancient.
You ultimately do get to you rip it away from him.
Yes. As I rip it away, I say, "Say my name."
I forgot what it is.
No.
And
no.
He okay, so that was your turn. You've got the staff now. Okay. Now it's okay. Anton's turn. He's gonna take out a dagger and just try to stab you in the stomach with it. Try to gut you.
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
He rolled a 23.
That does hit me.
Do you care though?
Wow, you were so cocky.
But do you care?
Care?
I don't care.
He never cares.
How much damage?
So that does 12 damage. He now, instead of doing a second attack, he's going to try and steal the cane back. Okay. But because you just got stabbed, you'll have disadvantage. And so he rolled a 7.
Okay. I rolled an 8.
No way.
Yeah, with disadvantage, I rolled an 8.
Wow.
Cool. So, you're like struggling over it for a while and then you end up, you just got stabbed. So you're like, oh, you're kind of winded, but rip it out of his hands. And he's going to take his additional bonus action to just get out of the way. He's going to try to like, okay. He jumps behind the bar now.
Okay.
That's for employees only.
Nice. Nice.
Now
I
it's.
I love Beef's new catchphrase.
Now, Chip, you look over, and the entire swarm of rats are standing at polite attention looking at you.
Oh, how cute!
Oh I do. God.
Should I we name one, them?
I pick one up, and I put him on my head, and I put a chef's hat on.
Yay!
Cool, cool, cool. I love it.
And I put on my hat, and I say, rats, intimidate. And I, like, I want them to, like, get all swarm and be like really surround him and look menacingly at
like
him.
They're doing they're like punching their little
they
tiny
are
fists
all, they're all punching
and pointing
fists.
Up to the and pointing up to the sky kissing it yeah. Kissing their fists and pointing up to the sky.
Oh my god, I love it.
Okay,
he is effectively intimidated. Just don't kill me, please.
We want mm-hmm. One strike off. That's it. We're simple. We're simple B&B runners.
Easy to
one
please.
Fewer strike. It's not that hard.
And I want.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh boy.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
And I want you to go back to the castle and tell them to stop harassing me and my friends. Woo! And if you can spare it, send over several hundred butlers. Because I don't know how to do shit without them. I miss them.
Okay. I'll do whatever you want. Now, when I go back and I tell them, I can't tell them what has happened here. They'll kill me. So I need to tell them that this whole situation has been taken care of. Any idea on what lie I can say?
Why do we have to help you?
ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah, why?
I agree with
you. Yeah, we just
could
won.
Just kill you.
Yeah, yeah, man. You think
you
of
die
something.
With us or you die
okay,
back there.
I'll figure
my God,
it out, I
we've
guess.
Been thinking of stuff all day today. I'm at my wit's end. I got nothing more to give. You think of something. How
yeah,
about
we've
that,
been
pal?
We've been lying like crazy. That guy's a dead guy. The guard
that's a dead
over there,
guy.
That guy was a dead guy.
But the
we've
guy didn't lie. The cool
like
guy
crazy.
Downstairs?
Yeah, he's not. He's well, mute. He's
wait,
freaking dead.
How cool is he?
Beef.
What?
You're hungover. Someone give Beef a burrito. Okay. I actually do have a solution for you. I'm going to be the bigger person.
Thank you, Princess. I've always been such a big fan.
Oh shut
yeah,
up.
You've been a big fan.
Shut the fuck up.
You've been a big fan of mine.
Yeah.
Listen. Tell him I'm dead. Eh? I sneezed
okay.
again. I'm sorry.
I think I'll need proof of some sort. What can I give them?
I'm going to spit out the last rat that I didn't spin off was still in my mouth, and I'll spit that to the ground, and I'll go, a lock of her hair. Beef scissors.
Sking!
No sound effect necessary for that in post.
Beef just always has scissors. Perfectly available.
Chalice impulsively grabs her C cups again because she's like just nervous. But my hair. But
no, this will. You need to like change your hairstyle to like be dead.
Oh, so make it more beautiful and keep growing yeah. it longer.
Shorten sex. I think honestly, I think you'd look good with short hair. I think it'd be like super cute.
Did you start saying short and sexy and then bail?
Yeah, he really did. He bailed hard.
Short and sexy.
Short and sweet and nice. And
all right. Well, today
like
I'm feeling
like
a lot
friend,
of
like friend hair, like hair that a friend would
yeah,
have.
Yeah, cut your hair like a friend.
Okay.
And maybe a tooth.
All right.
Maybe a tooth or two.
No.
Use your own
I'll
teeth.
I'll kill you. Use
yes,
your own
but,
teeth.
Yes, but we use your teeth.
Oh.
Yeah, let's use some of your teeth, huh? See how you like it.
Beef.
Yeah.
Shing. Give me the Rachel.
Oh, you got it, sister.
Okay, now give me a haircut.
You got it, sister.
All right, Beef, why don't you roll to see your craftsmanship here?
Oh, no.
Roll a D20. No.
Oh, no.
Last time I have Elizabeth cut my hair. Oh, Elizabeth.
It's not good. It's a 5 altogether.
Oh, boy.
No.
Well, the Rachel was bad enough as it is.
Hey, I've never seen a Rachel.
Really in New York right there.
Yeah.
So Beef tries to give you the Rachel haircut. As we all recall, it's like kind of bangs that go all the way around like the side of your head that are like, you know, cut really sharply in towards your chin at the bottom, right? That's the Rachel. That's what
Connor,
I when I Googled
nailed
it.
They're yeah, they're like angles.
It's yeah,
a
angles.
Bunch of choppy little angles.
Okay, layers. But the thing is, with this haircut, somehow Beef did a number on it yeah. where who knows how this even happened, but all the angles meet underneath your chin. So it is just a nonstop circle of hair all the way around your head.
How do I look? Short? Is it short and sexy?
You look like a friend.
What?
You look like a friend.
Yeah.
Oh, that's shallow.
I'm just really glad we have no chemistry at all.
I don't know. I was starting to feel it sort of at the end there when we were yelling at each other.
But it's gone. I'm telling you right now, after this haircut, it's gone.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, good luck having anyone root for me to fall in love with any of you because of one, I assume, great haircut. I haven't seen it yet. Hopefully it's perfect.
Here.
I do have one more request for Anton Ego.
Yes.
And that is for Anton. As you, when you leave and go back to the castle, you do give us a 5-star review and please share your deep and thoughtful review with us. And it doesn't have to be something you come up with right now.
Yes.
Okay.
You can go home. Feel free to spend some time to write it.
Think about it.
But it is something that I would love for you to do.
Smart.
Of what course, do you say, anything Anton? You want.
Good,
of
good.
Course, of course. And as to the lonely chalice, I would love to take you as a
lonely.
Huh?
Huh? Weren't you just saying that you were lonely?
I think he's asking her out right now.
What the heck's he doing right now?
Balls on this guy. Lonely?
People are saying that they don't have chemistry with you. I feel like maybe we could have a thing going.
What? Divorce three times.
Bail. Dude, bail.
Get out of here.
I don't know. He ate glass and he's the only one who likes my haircut.
Oh, come on, Chalice.
What? Girls gotta eat.
There's an end cutscene where we see that they didn't get together. He's walking out of Bottoms Up and has to go back to the castle. So on his way back out too, he kind of looks back behind him and goes, "Come on, guys." And then takes a few steps, then looks back, and none of the rats, none of the swarm has followed him.
Oh, I got them. They're mine now.
Come on.
He's so alone.
But I think we made a connection more than just the staff, right? Peter? Henry? Tiffany? Julie? Jackson? Pierre? Daphne? Fred? Scooby-Doo?
Scooby-Doo is on my head.
Scooby-Doo is on my head. Ooh, yeah, that hit good.
But he says all their names, and they all just, you know, shake their head, kind of like almost like embarrassed for him. And then he goes, "Well, I will write that review. Thank you for letting me live. Maybe
You're
I'll
welcome.
Take a vacation
and stay out."
Damn, we took everything from this man.
Maybe I'll take a vacation, like your friend Rudy. Maybe that'll be nice. Maybe that can be my life. Maybe
Why
I can
are
be
you still here.
I can't wait for Rudy to come back. I'm so excited for Rudy to come back.
You just keep talking, my guy.
And I think at the end of the day, we all realized that we just needed to talk, get to know each other. And maybe we weren't so different after all.
Dude, this is the saddest guy. It'd be mercy to kill him.
The rats come out and start doing their intimidating punch again.
Okay, I get it. Only Jason wants to come with me. Jason?
Jason shakes his head and just jumps back into my mouth.
With his like little feet dangling off the side, like he's just totally at home.
And I tell him, I didn't even do that. I didn't even make him do that. He chose to do that.
All right. Well, Beef, let's get out of here.
I'm not coming with you, ass.
You said I was kind of sexy and stuff before.
Yeah, but that was after you started crying and shitting yourself.
Oh, you noticed?
Yeah. A man that shits himself always sees another man shitting himself.
And hey, tell them that I'm happy. No, you're telling them I'm dead.
Dead. Say happily dead. Happily dead.
Tell them I'm happily dead.
She died with a smile on her face. Okay.
That's good.
All right. Well, I love you guys.
No.
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 I hate goodbyes.
I'm closing the door. I'm closing the door.
Leave me and my new best friends alone. Girls gotta eat.
Sitcom D&D is comprised of Elizabeth Andrews, Ben Briggs, Aaron Keefe, Waleed Mansour, and me, Sean Coyle. Our theme was written by none other than the Arnie Parrott, and I did the editing on this one. Thanks so much for listening. To stay up to date on the show, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter and Sitcom D&D. That's Sitcom, and then the letters D, N as in nut, and D. If you've enjoyed our first two episodes and you're hungry for more, you can head to our Patreon at patreon.com/sitcomdnd, where we'll be releasing a bonus episode every week. Episodes like Get to Know You Happy Hours, Bad Sitcom Improv, where we read the breakdowns of failed sitcoms and do our best at improvising the pilot, Chip's Tips, where Chip doles out relationship advice, and one-shots in other TV genres. So if any of that sounds interesting to you, head over to patreon.com/sitcomdnd. Patreon is the fuel that this show runs on, so if you like it, consider joining. If you can't help us financially, you can still help us out a ton by rating this show and subscribing wherever you get podcasts, or by recommending the show to a friend who likes weird shit. I think that's it for now. Until next week, And thanks, as always, for listening.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.